The Minnesota Department of Health is trying to raise awareness about Lyme disease during the month of May. Epidemiologist Elizabeth Schiffman says the ticks are biting this spring.
We start, you know, hearing reports anecdotally from our families and friends and coworkers, and then people mail us ticks as well for identification and things, and those have been coming in pretty routinely for about the last month. So the ticks are out.
She says the most common species in Minnesota are
the American dog tick, or what a lot of us think of as the common wood tick, and then we have black-legged ticks or deer ticks, and the black-legged ticks are the ones that really are most able to transmit diseases.
Schiffman says about Lyme disease,
it's a bacterial infection that you get from that tick bite. A lot of people can get bitten and they never get infected with anything. But if you do get infected with Lyme disease, people will typically start to see symptoms, you know, a few days to a few weeks after that tick bite.
Symptoms include a fever, headache, muscle or joint aches, fatigue, or a bullseye-shaped rash. She recommends using an EPA-registered repellent to prevent tick bites. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.